We welcome Shai Davidi to the program, Major League Baseball and Blue Jays insider with us here on Sportsnet. Shai, thank you very much for doing this, and most importantly, hope you and yours are safe and healthy.
Yeah, we are. Thanks a lot, Scott. Same to you and everybody listening. It's been quite a time, and I heard you talking about Ian Desmond. You caught the tail end of it right there. And a thoroughly revealing and important post from him. I've had the opportunity to only meet him a couple times. I believe he's the last Montreal Expos draft pick in the majors right now. And, he's always been a thoughtful guy. But, you know, a lot of times people get their backs up when athletes speak their minds and, you know, take a stance on things. And that can make athletes reluctant to do that. And especially in baseball, it's got such a hidebound culture. But, you know, good for him. And, you know, he's a player who's with some intellect, with something to say. And, you know, I hope other athletes, you know, follow that lead. If you've got something to say and you've got some convictions behind it, you know, stand up and say it. And, you know, you can affect change in that way.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, and I was captivated by what he posted last night. And he made no bones about it. He talked about problems that Major League Baseball has right now in its ownership and its management and racial injustice within the games as far as the diversity goes. He talked about it at the youth level and the financial implications as well. I can't list all of the problems he pointed out, and there are probably some beyond the ones he shed light on, Shai, that we could talk about here as well. To you, pandemic aside, what is baseball's biggest problem right now?
It's interesting. I think it depends on the lens that you want to look at it through, right? If you want to look at it from, you know, a social perspective, it's absolutely the lack of diversity in front offices. But more so, it's a lot of the hiring practices that take place where, you know, the game has moved to such an analytic bent over the past decade and a half, two decades. And, you know, a lot of teams have spent a lot of money trying to build out these processes that eliminate bias, that try to remove all personal judgments and sort of just become as objective as possible. But, you know, these models that they've constructed for their hiring needs, you know, always seem to land on, you know, the guys from, you know, the certain Ivy League schools with a certain educational background. You know, they're always ending on like, you know, young to middle-aged white dudes. And, you know, I think that's certainly something that the game has to reckon with and say, well, what are we doing? What have we built into our decision-making process that's supposed to be, you know, blind essentially, but clearly is not. Then from the business side, you look at it and clearly the fact that the owners and players are in such a contentious state that even amid a pandemic, they can't, you know, go all cage match on each other to try and launch a baseball season when you'll require more cooperation than you've ever had together. You know, that's a significant problem with a collective bargaining agreement negotiation looming in a year and a half. And then in terms of the actual product on the field, you know, I think there's some people who are saying, look, what are we doing to our game? Like, do we really want to be a three true outcome game where it's, you know, walk, strikeout, home run, and, you know, we're eliminating defense because all we're looking for are swing and miss guys and, you know, to counter ground ball and defensive shifting, everybody's trying to uppercut the ball into the seats. You know, is this really the product that we want? So, you know, this is there are a multitude of issues. We haven't even talked about sign stealing and the way electronics are being manipulated for the negative for teams. So and there's a lot on baseball's plate right now. It's a very tough time in the game in a number of different ways.
And that's just at the Major League level. Shai Davidi joins us here, Major League Baseball insider and Blue Jays insider with Sportsnet. One of the other things that he pointed out in his post, Ian Desmond, was that at the grassroots level, a sport that should be eminently affordable has become anything but in too many places. And this is something baseball as a whole better get a handle on, Shai, because if you cut off the pipeline of talent, you are doomed from the get-go, are you not?
Sure, but, I mean, this isn't just a baseball issue. This is
not at all.
Issue at all. I mean, like, you know, here in Canada, we can look in the mirror with hockey and what we've done to the game and the way that we've professionalized it for kids who are, you know, 7, 8 and onwards, you know, it's for a lot of kids, we are killing the joy of sport by trying to make it too adult-like. And I think that's an issue all around. We have too many people who are trying to create livings for themselves. And, you know, this isn't to be critical of the high quality coaches that are doing some great stuff, but, you know, at a certain point, well, what are we doing for the community if we're only trying to get kids to specialize and we're only worried about, you know, the elite player and not the recreational player who just wants to develop some life skills and, you know, make some friends and develop some community in that way? That's certainly problematic across the board. But baseball's had these issues, particularly with the black player, right? You think about what a spectacular addition they were to the game once the game became integrated, thanks to Jackie Robinson, and how much the black player improved the quality of baseball. And, you know, they're largely turning away from the game right now for a number of different reasons, and partly it's access, partly it's, you know, in talking to some players, you know, it's just what they see on TV, and they just don't see themselves reflected in the game the way that they do if they're turning on the NBA or the NFL. And so, you know, that it's a troubling issue. And, you know, Major League Baseball has done some work at the grassroots level, but clearly there's more that can be done and clearly more that should be done.
In the here and now with the potential for Major League Baseball this season, getting training camps up and running, if not games later in July, what do you see as the biggest fly in the ointment of actually pulling this off?
I think it's the fact, well, it's sort of like they're tied together, right? One, it's that the shutdown in the United States, by and large, has failed. And rather than containing the virus, they have allowed it to not only return, but surpass the previous levels. Right? So you're trying to play baseball in communities where the virus isn't contained. And then in large parts of the population, like, you're still having a lot of these arguments and that are showing a complete lack of respect for the risk at hand, right? Like, you know, if you're still on Team Hoax, you're clearly not paying attention, and there is no level of logic or science or fact that is going to break through to you. And you're going to have those, you know, either people around the game who feel that they're bulletproof, or they're going to be around people who are going to lure them into bad decisions. And, you know, it takes one or two guys for an outbreak to occur and really not only damage a team's chances, but put a lot of people's health at risk into their private homes as well. So I think that is the overwhelming challenge to all this, that, you know, you need players to maintain the type of discipline it's going to take to keep infection out once everyone's through the screening process. And, you know, you talk to different people, you know, like, there are some people who are like, yeah, you know what, we can do this, everyone's going to be on board. And you talk to other people and they're like, yeah, I mean, you know what players are like, there's nobody's doing this. Like, somebody's going to flout it, someone's going to screw it up. So you know, that is the number one challenge that's facing the game in that aspect, and I just don't know if it's going to be possible to overcome it.
Well, I went through the pros and cons of the, and just basic ones, for the four major team sports that are trying to get up and running this summer and into the fall to either complete their season, get it going, and complete it, whatever you want to look at. But this is a sport that is physically distant to begin with. It's outside. Those are great advantages. But then, most travel, most games, most players, most environments. It just seems like there are so many moving parts here. Why did they turn away from any plan that reduced the number of sites?
Well, you know, it's easier for the NHL or the NBA to create a hub city or a bubble because it's a shorter period of time, right? Like, it's for, you know, two teams who go all the way, it might be like 2.5-3 months, but for the majority of players, it's going to be a much shorter stint in kind of a semi-lockdown state. Whereas, you know, baseball season, you're talking about a full season plus postseason. You know, you're looking at potentially 3.5-4 months. You know, that's a significant commitment to be locked down. You know, and they're there's a mental health aspect to being in that kind of seclusion for that period of time, away from, you know, potentially from family, from friends, from loved ones. You know, that's a difficult ask to make. So, you know, the baseball plan can work if everybody is responsible and does their job, right? If everybody takes it seriously and, you know, hermetically seals themselves off from the wider society as much as possible. Where it falls apart is if you get some guys who stray. And I think that's sort of the thought that, you know, enough people will impress upon enough players that, you know, we all have to be into this and we all have to be smart about it. You know, we can't do any sort of pretending with this. But, you know, we're going to see the proof, for lack of a better way to put it, proof's going to be in the pudding and seeing whether they're able to pull that off.
Shai, we're going to call you right back. I want to ask you a couple more questions, Blue Jays specifically. We're just having a little issue with your connection, so I'm going to get Greg Ballack to call you back here momentarily, and then I'll get to the Blue Jays topic in just one sec. And there's too much of a hum, difficult to hear Shai in the background. Shai Davidi, Major League Baseball and Toronto Blue Jays insider with us here on Sportsnet. And I wouldn't say it's cause for alarm yet, but it's certainly, hey, you better open your eyes and take a look and figure it out. The PGA, with the way they've tried to pick up their bubbles and move to other locations and have positive tests along the way, despite the fact they started with what appeared to be a clean event from a COVID-19 aspect, and now they've moved to a couple places, and again, along the way, caddies, players have ended up with positive tests. That is part of what Major League Baseball is going to have to try to figure out as they move locations after homestands and go on schedule swings. And yes, you are limiting the number of places that teams will play this year. But again, the PGA, we've seen a couple of cases already, and doesn't shut the whole show down with the PGA. And I'm sure Major League Baseball has a threshold, but it's something to pay attention to. We welcome Shai back to the program. I did want to ask you before I let you go, this Blue Jays situation, it is certainly fluid right now. And we saw the outbreak down in Dunedin. Great reporting on your part with that. And now they're assembled in Dunedin. They're trying to get back to Toronto. Where do we stand right now?
So what we learned from Premier Doug Ford yesterday was that they have essentially all the approvals they'll need from the public health authorities, but the Canadian government hasn't signed off just yet on the modified quarantine that's going to be required under the Quarantine Act. So they continue to wait for that approval, and you know, the clock is ticking. There's a July 1st report date that they had to get started in, and there's an intake process, a pre-screening process, and it just requires time. And if they weren't able to get that started now, then they would have been behind and they would have to push back this workout. So they've put that together. So they're going to gather in Dunedin today, started gathering yesterday, today, tomorrow. And they're going to go through that intake process there. And then they're hoping that they can get on a plane Saturday, fly to Toronto, and begin workouts here. But if not, they'll be ready to just go ahead and hit the ground running in Dunedin.
Given the status of our border, if you're a betting man and Major League Baseball is able to go this year, are you betting on the Blue Jays playing home games in Toronto or in Buffalo?
I don't think Buffalo is going to happen. It's either going to be Toronto or Dunedin. That's one of the two. I think Buffalo, if they are in Toronto, then the alternative training site that each team has to put together for their non-roster players to continue training and be ready for a call-up would take place in Buffalo. But if I was betting, I would still think that, you know, everything that I've heard to this point is that they were still optimistic about playing in Toronto, and that, you know, the government just is continuing to take steps because of, you know, how careful we want to be with, you know, now that we've got the coronavirus contained, we don't want to allow it to restart. So I think that there's some extra caution that's playing here, maybe some extra steps that were added at the last minute. But, you know, I still continue to hear optimism, but nobody's taking it for granted.
I'm not sure how closely you've paid attention to what the NHL, NBA, and MLS are doing, but that's a poll question we're asking our listeners today, and certainly we're not asking a group full of medical doctors to answer this question, though who knows? There may be some out there that are listening today. Relative to those other three sports that are trying to get started this summer and finish at some point during the fall. Where do you rank Major League Baseball's plan? Do you have the most confidence in it, the least confidence in it?
It's kind of funny because I was talking to a couple of epidemiologists yesterday. We're going to be writing about that a bit later. One of them thinks that the baseball plan is going to work, and one of them thinks that it's got no chance. And one of them thinks that the NBA is the best of them, but that one's not going to succeed either. So, you know, I think that the NBA plan is sort of the ideal, except for the fact that they're expecting it to happen in Florida. That's the big challenge because you're in a place where it's outbreak central. So I think the idea behind the NFL, the NBA plan is the best one. But I'm not sure whether any of these leagues are going to ultimately be able to pull it off.
Shai, great stuff. Really appreciate you jumping on with us and reconnecting with us as well. Lots to talk about here. It's a very fluid situation, not only with the Blue Jays, but with any sport we're talking about these days. All the best to you and yours, safety and healthy the rest of the way, all right?
Yeah, you as well. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon. Take care.